You finally showed up. I was beginning to worry that you weren't gonna come. What with the forecast saying it was gonna rain and everything. Was everything all right getting here? Huh? Oh! Yeah, you have struggled to get to places on time since I've known you. I guess I should have figured you'd be late. But I'm glad you're finally here. Are you ready to hit the trail? I think if we take this one over here, that we'll probably end up at the Overlook pretty quick. Yeah? All right, let's go. You know, it's really pretty today. What with the birds singing and the leaves changing color, and it's just chilly enough that, well, it feels good to walk close like this, don't you think? And you're really pretty too. Oh, I guess that might have been a little bit weird, huh? I'm sorry. I just, ever since I first met you, I just thought you were really pretty. And I know it might sound maybe a little shallow, but I don't know, I've just always been drawn to beautiful things in life, you know? Oh, but that's not to say, after getting to know you, I realized that, well, you're beautiful inside and out. So I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm sorry. I should probably just shut up before I make things more awkward. Huh? You don't think it's weird? Really? Well, in that case, I don't want to take any of it back. But rather, I'd kind of like to share a bit more. If that's okay, of course. Huh? We've been friends since childhood? I know, but see, I don't know. Over the past year, ever since that trip we took here to the Overlook, I don't know, I've been doing some thinking, and I guess I changed a bit. That's sort of why I invited you out here today. Kind of to celebrate it as like an anniversary kind of thing, you know? I even brought snacks. The very same kind that you brought last year. See? I knew these were your favorite. Here, you can have the bag. I brought two. Huh? No, it's fine, really. I'm just happy you like them. No. I'm just really happy. We've gotten to spend a lot of time together over the past year, and it's just been really good, you know? Oh, well, yeah, before then too, but I feel like I've gotten to know you very well, and well, you, me, especially within the last year, so I don't know. It's just been awesome. I didn't know that it could be this amazing. You know, for the first time in a really long one, I feel like someone actually understands me. So I just... Oh no. It looks like it's gonna rain after all. Oh, jeez, I'm sorry. I really thought it was gonna be okay. Hey, look. Instead of the overlook, we can probably take shelter over there. It looks like a small cave. Bears? Oh no, there's nothing that dangerous in there. And even if there were, I'd protect you from them. Oh, but I really can't do anything against lightning strikes, so we'd better hurry. I'm sorry. You got wet after all, didn't you? Oh, jeez, I should have known better. Here, you can take my jacket. Huh? Oh, it feels a little homey for a cave? Oh, well, I mean, sure, I guess. I don't know about that. Anyway, let's just try to make the best of it, okay? Though nightfall is approaching, so, yeah, okay. I think we have enough stuff to start a small fire, and we'll be able to keep warm until the storm passes. Could you hand me some of those sticks over there? Yeah, the ones just there. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've got a lighter. Here, let me just... There we go. Much better. Home sweet home. Huh? Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I've always felt at home in the outdoors, you know? Isn't that why we took this trail last year anyway? Yeah, exactly. It felt so good to just disconnect for a while. You know, just get off our computers and ditch social media and just leave our phones behind. I don't know, it was all just beginning to be a bit too much. So I'm really glad I could get a break. Even better that I got to take it with you. Hmm? Oh, you think the break changed me? Really? Yeah, I'm a little surprised. What exactly do you mean by it changed me, though? Am I different now somehow? Really? Since that trip? But I really tried to... Huh? Oh, you thought I was more calm and optimistic? Really? So are you saying that, I don't know, that you maybe prefer this version of me? Even if just a little. Yeah? Oh, jeez, I don't even know what to say. Oh, just thank you. That means a lot to me. You know, I'm really glad that I met you. To be honest, I've always felt like an outsider. You know, someone who didn't really fit in. At least, not if I wanted to show my true self. So I'm just really happy to hear you say such sweet things. It means more to me than I could ever tell you. I guess, yeah, I have been different since the trip. And not just calmer or more optimistic. I feel like there's a reason for me to be here. Like there's a reason to keep going, no matter how hard life gets. I mean, I really don't want to sound too cheesy, but I'm not sure that's possible. So let me just say that, well, you mean so much more to me than I thought you would. Oh, no, wait, did I say something wrong? Wait, where are you going? Hey, I should warn you, the caves here can run pretty deep. I really don't think you should go in there. Hey, no, listen. Yes, I said I'd protect you if there were bears, but I can't protect you from... that. Jeez. Why'd you have to go wandering in this far? This was gonna be the perfect day, but you had to stick your nose in where it didn't belong. Yes, okay? Look, just stop freaking out and just hold on for a minute and I'll explain, okay? Jeez. Yes, okay, that's me. Or, well, I'm her, if we're going to be more accurate here. And she isn't dead. I wouldn't do that to you. I care about you, and I know that she, well, meant a lot to you, and that's exactly why I'm wearing her face. Remember last year when she ran off during the hike? Yeah, well, she found her way into my den, and, well, okay, full disclosure, I thought she might make a good meal, but I heard you out there in the forest just calling for her and yelling her name for hours, long after the sun had gone down, and, well, there was no way I was going to be able to enjoy the meal with that happening. And then I started to feel even a little guilty because, well, it was just so obvious that she was cared for, even loved. You two were close, and I wanted to be close to someone too. Look, you said you preferred this version of me, didn't you? Has that changed somehow? I'm happier than her. I'm calmer and more optimistic. You said it yourself. This is what I meant when I said that you meant so much more to me than I ever thought you would. I've never fit in anywhere, but this last year, when I'm with you, I don't know. I feel like it doesn't matter if the world doesn't accept me because you do. Or you did. Oh, jeez. I'm sorry. This is just awful. But can't we just talk about this? I'm sure we could work something out. So won't you just hear me out for a... Don't bother running. It's not gonna do you any good. The wards carved into the walls of this cave, they bend my will. A simple wave of the hand and the boulder will slide into place at the exit. One more and the illusion goes up so no one will suspect this place is even a cave at all. let alone that anyone has wandered in here. Look, this might not be ideal, but this is my den, my home, and now, well, now it's your home too. I can only hope that you grow to love it as much as I do. In time, anyway.